Adventures in Odyssey.
Hey, Tom. Oh, Bernard. Yeah, well, sir, I haven't seen you in ages.
I know.
What do I owe this pleasure?
Oh, I'm here to wash windows, like always. Oh, yeah, I got stuck at the Golden Glass Company. Then I had to have a long talk with Mr. Holstein. Well, I'll tell you, sometimes he makes as much sense as eating spaghetti through a straw.
Right, yeah.
But now I'm here, and I think I'll start with the chapel.
Well, actually, listen, I tried to call you.
Huh?
I left a message on your voice box, mail box thingamajig.
Yeah, that. Yeah. It never works like it's supposed to. Why did you call?
Oh, boy. Well, this is kind of awkward. We don't need you to do our windows anymore.
What?
We're washing the windows ourselves. Ben did them yesterday.
What are you talking about? I always do your windows.
Well, I know. But what with one thing and another...
I don't believe this. Where's the loyalty?
Well, to be honest, the last couple of times you did the windows, it didn't seem like they were up to your usual standards.
My standards? My standards haven't changed since Eisenhower was president, Tom.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Bernard. Listen, I have to go. Call me tomorrow, and we'll talk about this.
Yeah, sure. See ya.
Yeah.
My standards, huh? First Holstein books cancels, now Tom. What in the world is going on around here?
Hey there, gang. This is Bart Rathbun. And you know what? We're just getting ready for a time of wonder, adventure, and excitement. Yous'll love it. So would you like to join us? Then get ready, because you never know what can happen when you have an adventure in Odyssey.
Mr. Allen.
Ooh, why the long face?
I was hoping for one of Mr. Whitaker's Wad Fam chalk suds.
His what? World famous chocolate sodas.
Yeah, I always have them when I'm working on an article. Is he here?
Well, I'm afraid he's out of town, so I'm filling in.
Oh.
Mm. But would you settle for one of my local non-straw malts?
Huh?
Locally known strawberry malts?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Coming right up. You haven't answered my question. Why'd you look so gloomy? Is it the article?
Kinda. It's a review of Mandy's play that I have to turn in tomorrow. I just watched one of the rehearsals.
Oh, yes. I'm looking forward to seeing the performance. But judging by your expression, there must have been something wrong with it.
I thought the sets were pretty cool. Jared did a great job.
That's good to hear. How about the rest of it?
It was fine.
Fine. Well, there are worse things than fine, I guess. Here's your malt.
Thanks. I only had a couple of problems with it.
Like what?
Let's see. The writing and the directing. Oh, and the bad actress.
In other words, Mandy.
Oh, yeah. I guess that would be Mandy.
Hmm. What specifically didn't you like?
Her script had a lot of plot holes. Her directing was pretty silly, and don't even get me started about her acting.
Ouch! You're gonna say that in your review?
I should, but I don't see how I can.
Mm. Why not?
It's about Mandy.
Oh, because you're her friend.
No, because I'm not her friend. We had a big fight, and we're not talking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
See, if I say what I really think of the play, everybody will think I'm trying to get back at Mandy. But if I write a puff piece about how good the play is, anyone with any taste will know I'm not being honest. I knew this would happen.
Hmm. That's quite a dilemma.
Yeah, to write or not to write. That is the question.
That's not what I mean. To make up or not to make up with Mandy? That is the question.
Maybe. But she went out of her way to hurt my feelings, and she refuses to apologize. Why would I want a friend like that?
Good point. You're right, of course.
I am?
Sure, you're better off without her. You weren't that close anyway. No loss.
What do you mean? We were best friends.
You were?
Yes. We did everything together. You don't know how hard it's been avoiding her, not being able to talk to her.
Sure, but don't worry about her now. You've got an article to write.
Do you think an article is more important than friendship?
Well, it is when you have your reputation to think about.
Who cares about that when friendship is on the line? What kind of advice are you giving me? No offense, Mr. Allen, but I need to talk to Mandy.
No offense taken.
Hello, Jack. Hey, where's Whit?
Still out of town. He'll be back tomorrow.
Oh, well, then he won't know I'm late. Don't tell him.
Don't worry.
See, I got tied up at the Scheimholz building. I'll tell you the whole story, but it's about as interesting as a tuna sandwich without the pickles, I'll tell you.
It's okay.
Just let me get my bucket and squeegee sorted out here.
Yeah, you have at it.
Yeah. Okay.
So, how are things going with all your new jobs? You seem a little harried.
Huh? Oh, no. I've never been busier.
I don't know how you ever keep up with all...
Hey, watch where you put your junk there, Walton. I could have tripped.
For your information, it's not junk, Bart. And if you'd open the door like a normal human being, you wouldn't have to worry.
Yeah, whatever. So, Alan, where's my order?
Which order?
Which order, he says. My old-fashioned radio. I left a note on the door of your antique shop yesterday.
You need a radio? But you run an electronics store, Bart.
I'm doing a big sale tomorrow on all of my stereos, and I wanted an old-timey radio for out front to show people the way things used to be.
Oh, to remind people of the old days, when families sat around the radio listening to Jack, Benny, Little Orphan Annie, the Lone Ranger?
No!
Huh?
So they'll see how chunky old radios are and they'll think they're getting a real deal on mine.
Pearls before swine.
So, where is it?
Well, I phoned a few friends. They're supposed to call me back today.
Phoned a few friends? Is that all you are? A middleman? What am I paying you for?
Actually, you haven't paid me. But if you want, you can call them yourself. I'll get you the numbers.
You think I have time to call a bunch of upper-crusty antiquey dealers?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll call them right away and see where things are.
Well, what if they aren't anywhere?
Well, I'll check with Odyssey 105. The program director collects old radios. Maybe he can find you one.
Is that the best you can do?
What is this? Jack, you don't have to take
it's
this from a...
It's all right, Bernard. Bart, I'll call you in an hour and let you know what I find out.
Fine. And Jack, let me know if you need any help with your people skills. I can give you some pointers. I'll see you.
Yeah, see you. Jack, why do you let him do that to you?
Bart is Bart. You know how he can be.
Yeah, well, if I were you, I would have pitched him like a pup tent. You shouldn't take that kind of abuse.
The customer is always right. Isn't that the first rule of good business?
Well, it may be the first rule in your business. I make exceptions.
Oh, I try not to. If I can be pleasant to someone like Bart, then the rest of my customers are easy. Besides, isn't it always best to keep your word?
Well, now you're getting preachy. What is that?
I think it's your belt.
Oh, that's right. Witch showed me how to put my whole schedule into a cell phone thing. I think I have an appointment. Let me see. Yeah, I know I'm trying. No, I don't want my mother-in-law's number. Uh-oh.
What?
Oh, I'm late for another job.
Already?
Yeah, miss. Say, can I come back later and finish the windows here?
Well, I guess so.
Oh, good. I won't be long. Let me see. According to this, I have a slot open at 2:30 a.m. How about that?
2:30 a.m.?
Hold on. There we go. 3:30 p.m. How about that?
Okay.
Okay.
And don't forget you're doing the antique shop, too.
Yeah, I'll schedule you in. All right, don't get yourself worked up. I gotta go. See you later, Jack.
Bye. I hope I don't get the midnight slot.
Mandy! I wanted to talk to you.
I wanted to talk to you, too. I heard you doing a review of my play.
Yeah, but first I...
You're not going to use this as a way to get revenge, are you?
Of course not.
Just be fair and honest.
I always try to be fair and honest.
Sure you do.
I do, no matter how obnoxious people are to me.
Just write what you think about the play, not about me.
I will.
Okay, so after the Electric Palace, I've got to get to Greenblatt's, and then... Well, what does that mean? I have a message? No, that's not it.
You have a new voice message, Mr. Walton.
Okay, there we go.
Hey, Walton, it's me. You were supposed to be here 5 minutes ago, and my windows are still dirty. Are you coming or what?
Bart, well, I ought to... No, wait. Maybe Jack is right. I got to be more pleasant. I can't afford to lose another client, even if it's Bart. Okay, got it. Here we go.
There you are, Walton. You're 10 minutes late.
Look, I'm only... I mean... Yes, Mr. Rathbone, I'm sorry. I should have been here on time.
That's right, you should. Uh-huh. I got a big sale coming up, and I want those windows so clean you can see right through them to the other side. Uh-huh. Unlike the last time you did them.
Yeah, right.
And try not to look so nasty while you work. You're scaring the customers.
Is that so? Well, let me tell you something.
What?
I'll give you $5 off if you don't get service with a smile, okay?
Oh, good for you. I wrote out a list here.
A list?
Yeah, of everything you has done wrong last time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, let me see the list, and I'll do them right this time.
With a discount to make up for the bad job.
Yeah, a discount. Sure. It's a pleasant thing to do.
Yeah, right. So, are you going to stand there talking, or are you going to get to work?
No, I'm getting on it right away.
Good. I'll see you.
Yeah, you can count on me. Yes, sir. I'm your man. This pleasant thing is making my eyeballs burn.
Hey, you're not smiling. You just lost your $5.
Thanks a lot, Jack.
Liz.
Hey, Jared.
Thanks for what you said about the lighting and the sets in your review. That was neat.
How did you see that? The paper doesn't come out until tomorrow.
Sarah works on the paper, too, and she showed us.
Us?
Liz.
Hi, Mandy.
I read your so-called review.
I should have figured.
You are going to change this before it goes to print, aren't you?
What are you talking about?
Let's read a little section. Strasburg tries her best as the villain, but she's mostly unconvincing.
Well, at least she said you tried your best, right?
I was only being honest.
Let's read on, shall we? The final scene also shows a few of the problems with the script and the direction. Even during a serious moment, there is some clowning around going on. This doesn't fit with the mood and is confusing for the audience. I don't know anyone who was confused. Were you confused, Jared?
No.
You're asking Jared if he's confused? He still thinks that aliens landed in Arizona.
Well, you know, they did find a mysterious crater with...
See?
You said you'd be fair and honest.
I was! In the next paragraph, I complimented the courtroom scene.
You said it was commendable.
And it was.
Everyone knows that a word like commendable is the way a critic says, nice try, but not good enough.
That's not what I meant.
I'm gonna talk to Mrs. Michu. She should know that you wrote this review just to hurt me.
But I wasn't! Mandy!
I can't believe that even you would be that unprofessional.
The only unprofessional thing I did was to try to be kind about you and your play.
What?
I should have said that your character was so sappy I couldn't stand to listen to her. And that you wouldn't know a decent ending if it marched up to you in a bright pink outfit shouting, I'm a good ending, use me!
And you wouldn't know a good play if it...
Overthrew the government.
Overthrew the... What? Oh, never mind.
Why do I bother?
You know, a performance of a play once did overthrow
the... Be quiet, Jared.
There. Okay, that should be everything. I'll be back next week as usual.
Okay. And remember what I said about your people skills?
Goodbye, Bart. Now, let's see. What else do I have this afternoon? Well, nothing else to... Oh, that's right, Jack! Yeah, Jack, it's Bernard. Look, I know I said I'd be there earlier, but I'm on my way right now.
You are? Well, I left a couple of messages for you.
You did? Oh, well, hang on. there they are. Why were you trying to call?
Only to tell you not to come over.
Huh?
Some students from the high school came by to raise money for their band trip, and I let them do it.
You let high schoolers do my job?
You seem pretty busy, and it's...
Well, now, this has gone far enough. I'll be right over there. You know, Jack, all I need is a little more air and I'd be a human punching bag.
What's wrong? Didn't the students do a good job?
They did a fine job for a bunch of amateurs. Well, that's not the point. Why am I losing my customers? And don't give me that pleasant stuff.
I can't speak for everyone, but...
Well, sorry, I have a job at Fineman's in 20 minutes.
That's the reason.
What is?
Why, people are doing your job for themselves. You are either too busy to show up or too rushed to do the job right.
Well, stick me with needles and call me a pincushion. Is that it?
Some of us are worried about you, Bernard. Why are you running yourself ragged?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to save up enough for a new pickup truck. I thought I could keep up with everything.
That's the irony of it. You can get a lot of customers because of your high-quality work. But then your quality suffers because you have too many customers.
You're saying I was wrong to take so many customers?
It's a possibility.
Could I really have been wrong? Boy, that sure doesn't happen very often.
Hardly ever.
Well, let's say, hypothetically speaking, I was wrong. Then I might have to say you're a good friend to tell me the truth. Thanks, Jack.
It's no problem. Hypothetically.
And as for you, you worthless piece of plastic, time for a new schedule.
Good idea.
Hey, Mandy.
Hey, Jared. What are you doing here? Rehearsal isn't for another hour.
Well, I was sort of in the area and thought I'd sort of drop by. Sort of.
Sort of?
Yeah, I need to talk to you.
Okay.
It's about Liz's review.
Oh, forget about that.
It's kind of hard to do.
What do you mean?
Oh, boy. See, I talked with the rest of the cast, and they thought Liz had some good points.
They did? They're on her side?
Listen, it's not about sides. They thought that, well, maybe we should fix a few of the things she suggested.
They think we should change my play?
Yeah.
Because of Liz.
It's not just Liz, it's all of us. And if the changes make the play better, who cares who suggested them?
I can't believe this. Betrayed by my friends.
Not betrayed, Mandy. We're trying to be honest because we're your friends. Like Liz.
Like Liz.
Hey, Liz.
Hi.
What are you doing here?
I'm looking for Mr. Walton. What are you doing here?
Well, I was kind of around wit's end and thought I'd kind of say hello. Kind of.
Uh-huh.
See, Mandy wanted me to invite you to watch the final performance.
I'm not retracting my review.
No, no. That's not what she's asking. She wants you to see it because it's better.
You changed it?
Yeah. We all thought it needed some changes. And Mandy agreed.
Okay.
So anyways, look, come if you want. I think you'll like it.
Yeah. Maybe. We'll see.
Okay. See ya.
Bye.
Man, I wish they'd just make up.
Okay, coming through. Coming through. Look out.
Oh, Mr. Walton. Uh-huh. You're just the man I was looking for.
Yeah, sorry, Liz. I got all the customers I can handle.
It's not that. My editor wanted me to interview you.
Interview me? What on earth for?
We're doing a series on successful businesses in Odyssey, uh-huh. And you were at the top of the list.
Well, cover me in rust and call me a pickup.
Tell me, what is the secret to your success?
Oh, well, maintaining quality and keeping my word and... No, no, strike that. The secret to my success is having customers who are my friends.
Hey, Walton.
Oh, brother. Forget that, Liz. Go interview Witt or Jack Allen or somebody. See you.
Hey, what's with leaving the note on my door? Talk about giving a guy short notice. Now you want me to find someone else to do my windows?
Well, I had to let a few of my customers go. Sorry.
But no one else will do them as cheap as you. No, wait, come back here. I want to talk to you.
No comprendo inglés, Bart.
No, you can't do this to me.
No comprendo. Do
what,
your own windows,
what do you want
Bart?
Me to do? Cover them in plywood and paint them?
Forget it. I'm not going to do your windows.
Listen. I'll pay you full price.
Saul and David were powerful kings of the nation of Israel, but they both made mistakes. God had to send a prophet to tell both of them that they were doing wrong. When the prophet Samuel came to Saul, Saul denied that he had sinned. In fact, he even got angry with Samuel for telling him. But when the prophet Nathan came to David, it was a different story. When Nathan told David what he had done, David immediately said, "You are right, I have sinned." This is the key difference between their two stories. Both men sinned, but David faced the facts and asked for forgiveness. Because he was repentant, God allowed his reign to continue, and his descendants ruled Judah for generations. You know, at first Bernard and Mandy acted a little like Saul. They didn't want to admit when they were wrong and got mad at their friends for telling them their mistakes. But both of them finally admitted they were wrong and changed their ways. I'm sure glad that Bernard and Mandy have friends who were honest with them. That's what good friends do. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Stubborn Streaks was written by Nathan Hubler and directed by John Fornoff. Our vocal talent included Walker Edmiston, Dave Madden, Alan Young, Aria Curzon, Lauren Schaffel, and Brandon Gilberstadt. Our sound designer was Jonathan Crowe. And our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.